Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, what's the biggest lie you were told as a child? Think about that. I remember the biggest lie, the one that is most memorable, was that there was ants in Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Because we would always have to pass this Dairy Queen.
Uh-huh.
And they never wanted to stop and get us Dairy Queen because they didn't want to spend the money on us.
Right.
So it was always, there's ants in the Dairy Queen. Every time, oh, no, there's ants, still
yeah.
ants. They got it for years, right? 5 years, just ant problem. But there, it'd be packed.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be slammed with all these people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, you know, you get older, you're like, oh, wow, that's weird, man. That I wonder how that Dairy Queen's still around if there's so many ants there.
Right. Do you ever stop, when you became an adult and you, like, walk up to people like, do you know there's ants at this Dairy Queen?
And there were no ants. There were none. It was just there was no money, so they didn't want to buy us any Dairy Queen. Or, they want to spend the money on
that's
their
why
own.
They hold the blizzards upside down, man, to show you there's no ants.
Got to shake the ants out of it.
Right. Look, no ants. Here you go.
So what was the
biggest
lie you were told as a child? What about you?
My mom told me you had to make reservations to go to Blockbuster, so she would never take me to Blockbuster on Fridays.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah. That's
smart.
Genius.
Yeah.
What a smart mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mom, but
yeah.
smart.
It's true.
Biggest lie my mom ever told me is that she's putting all my birthday money every year into a savings account that I will then get when I'm older.
She's funny. Oh, Wacky Jackie, just snatching that money.
Yeah. Didn't realize till when I got older and I was like, hey, I was moving out. I was like, what about that savings account? She said, what savings account? I was like, okay, all right.
What do you mean, what
cool,
savings account?
You must have forgot about that one you told me.
Yeah.
Like, I was just going to forget about 18 years of birthday money. Like, oh, yeah, I've never even thought about that. I mean, honestly, I used to tell my friends, you know, I'd bitch to them. I'd be like, you know what? But at least my mom got all this money in a savings account
for me. That's right. She loves me.
I'm going to have, you know, like 10 grand in there when I move out.
That's right. Get in a place.
Nothing.
John, what's the biggest lie that your parents told you?
They never really told me lies. They just kind of, whenever I wanted
something.
You're
an idiot. They told me the truth.
Yeah.
They told me I was smart.
You could be anything.
Or they just told me, yeah.
That was the lie they told you.
We don't have any money.
You could make it in life.
Yeah.
You're so smart, John.
They're really good parents.
They probably are.
That's debatable.
No, I think they're probably great parents.
I don't know. I've seen some things that I'm just like, meh.
Going to Chicken Joe. Chicken Joe, big lie that your parents told you.
All right, Bach. My mom always told me I'd ask her, you know, hey, take me to McDonald's. And she's like, I can make burgers at home that taste just like McDonald's burgers. Lies.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of kids heard that lie. Man,
that's a ballsy lie to tell.
That is
you
because
can do McDonald's burgers.
And be honest, when you would have your burgers at home, they didn't taste like McDonald's, did they?
Not at all. They were extra greasy. There were no pickles. I was like, Mom, what the hell?
No, it's like when my grandma would feed me hamburgers on bread.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. It's so gross. George, thank you, Chicken Joe. George, big lie that you were told as a kid.
If you eat the watermelon seeds, you're going to throw a watermelon in your stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You just digest them,
right?
Oh,
to wait 30 minutes to go swimming.
Oh, that was a huge lie.
Yes. Right.
Just because they were lazy and didn't want to take you swimming.
Right. Absolutely.
Man, thank you, George. Santos, big lie you were told as a kid.
Morning, guys. Biggest lie I was told as a kid is you can't get a cat because cats lick the butter. And when cats lick the butter and you eat the butter because you put butter in your food, you're going to die. So you can't get a cat to lick the butter and you'll die.
Wow.
That is an extraordinary multi-layer lie that your family told you.
That's great.
Do you have a cat
I
now?
I saw it on the Louis Anderson show.
Okay. Do you have a cat now?
Nah, this ain't a cat household, Billy.
Okay, I was just asking. Every house should be a... Speaking of that, the Humane Society in San Antonio... They need blankets for the animals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So I go to my Twitter. You can see I reposted it, retweeted it, whatever that is. Anyways, I did something. I redid something. And
yeah.
So then you can...
Do what?
They need some blankets for the pets.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
for the little furry friends that need a nice house with nice people.
Gotcha.
Let me go to James. What's up, James?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Love the show. You guys are awesome. Happy Friday, everybody.
Hell yeah.
The biggest lie both my parents told me and my sister that Santa Claus is real, Tooth Fairy is real.
Okay, stop that. It is. Santa Claus is real. How do you think you got all those presents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God's real.
What is it now? Kids get $20 a tooth?
Damn, yeah, I know. It's insane. Happening. It's insane.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What's up, Pedro? Man. Hey, Pedro, just got to turn your radio down. What?
Alrighty, man. Yeah, when I was a little kid, my mom told me that everybody had a small wiener.
Well, that's ridiculous.
That's funny.
Yeah.
All right, Alicia. Is it Alicia?
Hi, guys. Elijah.
Oh, Elijah. That's different than Alicia.
Yeah, Aaron actually named you Delicious.
All right, well, biggest lie they ever told me was you have to turn off the car light while you're driving.
You do, don't you?
No, you don't.
You can't have that on, right?
Mm-mm.
No, you can. It's an actual thing. Like,
it's legal to have all your lights on in the car?
Oh.
No. Like, it's
there's
legal.
No law against it. Having a light, having your dome light on? Yeah, there's not a law.
No, it's
I like that, the dome light. When the dome light's on, then it's time to get it on.
Okay.
Hence the term dome, which was like a medieval way that Nard used to call special kisses.
Yeah.
About to get some dome.
Yeah, I'm going to try and go get some dome,
and
you
do this weird thing with his hand.
He did the motion.
He did.
What's up, Ezra?
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's up? What do you got?
Biggest lie my parents told me is God is real.
Oh, my gosh. I knew I'd get one of these. You always get one of those. You know what? You don't know. You don't know, sir. It's better to believe than it is to not. Let's go to Mr. Dozer. What's up, Mr. Dozer?
Hey, what's going on? The biggest lie I was told as a kid was every time my mom would bake cookies or a cake, me and my sister would get all riled up and get all loud right away, and she would tell us if we were too loud, the cake wouldn't rise or the cookies would spoil. We wouldn't be able to eat them.
Oh,
so me and my sister.
I love how him and his fat sister would get all riled up.
How do you know she's fat?
Yeah,
he just attacked your sister, Mr. Dozer. Mr. Dozer.
Cookies, cookies.
Just you don't have to be fat to enjoy cookies. Cookies are delicious.
Yeah, right. They are, but you don't get excited about the making of them.
Yeah, you do. Okay. They smell delicious.
Okay.
I'm with you.
When you're kids, right. You do.
Yes, thank you. I'm with you, sir. I'm with you, sir.
The way he said it, he goes, me and my fat sister will get all riled up.
He didn't say fat at all.
He said fat.
You don't get the name Dozer if you're not a bigger person.
He doesn't say me and my fat sister get all riled up when my mom will be making a cake or some cookies or something.
I'm with you.
That's what he said.
Let's go to Steve.
Did he not say fat?
No.
Okay, damn. I feel bad then.
What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing? Happy Friday.
And Derek just said, when I say fat, you say fat. Fat!
Fat!
Steve, so big lie.
All right.
Waiting for it.
All right.
All right. Maybe
all right,
needs
what's
it.
Up,
hold
guys?
On.
So, they usually, it was just my dad. He said he loved me, but I think the physical abuse undermined it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Really brought it down. We're just talking about ants and being an ice cream and Derek having a college fund that never was.
College, it was a savings account.
What's up, Marky? Big lie your parents told you.
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys. Happy Friday. So one of the biggest lies my parents ever told me as a kid is, hey, the car's not going to start if your seatbelts aren't buckled in.
No, okay.
And they would wait for us. They'd wait for us to buckle our seatbelts and then start the car every time.
That's
you know,
funny.
They're good parents because a lot of parents, their kids aren't even buckled and they just take off.
Yeah.
So I've seen parents where the kid's not even in the car yet all the way and they take off.
No,
so
sometimes I'm not paying attention. My kid does that. Like when I pick her up from school, she just opens the door and I assume that she closed it and I just start pulling off. It's like, Dad! I'm like, oh, God, sorry. I should get off my phone, huh?
What's up, Amber?
Hey, guys. How's it going? Love
Good.
The show.
Oh, thank you. All right. What's the big lie your parents told you as a kid?
They told me that I was the oldest. Ooh. And when I was 28, I found out that I have an older brother. Dang. He was given up for adoption.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Dang. It's getting dark.
It's crazy. Right? They're always like, oh, secrets. You're the oldest. You can get.
Yeah.
For real. Like,
I mean, I had that secret okay. too, but I just don't want to bust it
right.
out.
Hold on. How mad? Okay, does he doesn't get any of the cash and prizes, right? When in the will or whatever, right? He's out of the will.
I don't know. Yeah, that kind of like
tore some
stuff up in our
okay
in our family. But we're actually really close.
Oh, you and your brother are really close. Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Maybe he's in the will now.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Let's go to Angie. Big lie that your parents told you as a kid.
My mom didn't like when I used like public restrooms. And so she told me when I was like about 8, or a little younger, anyways, that you can get pregnant if you use the restroom and if you touch pee. So I wouldn't, that way I wouldn't use the restroom in public.
Wow.
At 8 years old, your wow. mom's telling you if you use your a public toilet,
crazy.
You're going to get pregnant. That is
your
crazy.
Mom is crazy
yeah.
town.
She does not like public restrooms. She just didn't like us using them. So she too told me that.
That's
a
gnarly.
Wild. That's a wild lie.
All right.
I just remembered one.
Nick, yeah. what do you got?
Yeah. When I was younger and I started getting an allowance from my mom, my dad wasn't really too thrilled about it, but for my birthday, if I've accumulated my allowance, my dad said if I gave him half of it, that he would invest it for me. And, you know, come 18 years later, that money was never invested from my allowances. So.
What was yours, Jared?
My mom would never send me a Christmas card, and she told me it was because the post office steals money.
Well, so rude. We need to do this again because there are so many.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.